So, most important thing in the life, as I mentioned, the first year, the importance to meet in Namrin. So, the opportunity to study the long teachings, whether the long teachings given to study or yourself to study at home with the liberation part in your hand, there's a long teaching, the elaborate, and then also the other great thing that belongs to the long teachings. So, the session that started, the happy part, the red commentary, so the happy part, something that is not clear there, you find it in other books is clear, so it helps, you know, with some things you get inspired from that number of books, other number of books, and that comes out also with the chapter. So anyway, without talking many words, so the most important thing in life, no matter how much you're busy, to study, to read some pages, you know, but think, say, not just a puja reading fast, not that it's puja books, but this is to meditation, you know, to be positive in the mind. So, do some pages by thinking as much as you can, the meaning, see, learn from the life of the. And so, then we see about, then there's something not clear, you don't understand, then write, you know, write down, like a note, or one book is a note. So we see about the anything that you, not, you don't understand. Then there are many. The student sanghas, so you can see the student teachings, so so consult with them all day, you know, to know that that this is also whether it's something that you can't resolve, then there's you know, and there's Kishla and also in the future if you turn to the alarms, clear alarms come, so we can check that time, see. So that, however, so first, you can't meditate without the language of study. Study even, study, say, go through even two times, so that, that to make familiar, first make familiar. Then, make familiar the subject. good version as one day, say, daily meditation, good integrated realization that. That every day, you know, whatever time, even, I'll say, you know, even 5 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever, something like that, you know, clear realization. But follow up line, see. So, until, or one into that realization, so that, then the, try to generate the effortful experience. So it means you mentally, you go through the meditation, then if your mind gets transformed into that, you feel that, you know, through reasoning, quotations, Buddha, that is the stories, examples, then your mind, after the other meditation, then your mind gets transformed into that. But when you don't do when you don't do the other meditation, you don't feel that. But only when you do other meditation, you know, the reasoning, quotation, then the stories, then your mind. You know, every time you do that, then your mind, you do that. That experience of feeling. So when you don't meditate on impermanence, that you can't feel. But when you meditate, then you feel. So that the effortless mind. So the so try to achieve that. Try to look. So that is that's the so having that. If you have that, the next thing then you commit to the meditation. You see, then you have an effortless experience, the actual realization. So once you have that, then if you don't have, without doing analytical meditation, you know, think all the reasons, you know, say quotation of these examples, without going through elaboration, then you naturally feel the impermanence that they should feel that all. So rather, an example, similar to compassion. So this the first effortless experience. Once you that, then you go to the effortless experience. So the final thing is the attempt to see. So the renunciation to this renunciation to this life from poverty and rhythm of karma. The renunciation there, the peace like the process. the sufferings of the deva, human beings, then general sufferings of the six and four, the three, and the shortcomings, the delusion, the evolution, samsara, talking about these things. However, so the Christ until once has realization of renunciation samsara. Then without effort, you know, reasoning, then naturally one feels, one sees the samsara, one feels the samsara, one already is suffering. Could not find attraction even for 1 second. So, the desire to inform the local reality. Like being the center of the fire, so then they only took suffering, so so unbearable, so being sometimes, so couldn't seek liberation day and night, then, such that, then once you have that, then it's very easy to generate compassion, it's very easy to see how others endeavor to suffer, very easy to see that, very easy to feel that. Because you feel so unbearable, you are sometimes sweating, and put a strong compassion to the rest of others. And then, of course, you can see that. So, and then a little bit of meditation like this, to just to plant seed, and then there is no letter, one says, just a minute, then. But it's membership based on one good yoga practice. So the simplify, very short, simplify one's what you can do long term good yoga basically, it's not merely the daily meditation that I put together. Daily meditation, that's good. Good on that basis. Now we need one good yoga practice to be able to make a long term. You can do that with the chair, with Tara, you know, okay. There's some particular Buddha that you have feel connection or inspiration, then you can do the guru over that. Then some with brief little practice. So however in the then to help prostration of this type of Buddha, preoccupation, great marriage. And the evening time, Pasha Sapa, it's a normal advice. So, what is the general and for a new people, to somebody who wants to meditate, who wants to begin practice, that's about it. So, that. some practice purification, including marriage, is a condition for John Lampen. Relaxations. rest of the daylight. Rest of the daylight you live with the Torah, or as I talked also yesterday, so that then it was pretty much of the actual techniques of the procedure, but just got some idea that reason so, to benefit the sentient beings, to need to achieve enlightenment of the sentient beings, so that was something happened yesterday. So, so I got so how to live with to live the rest of their life with the thought of benefiting others, with thought of benefiting as much as well. Whatever you're doing, but do with thought as much as possible. So that so this is how many activities in there in one day. What do we thought of benefit others in the means? The most precious, not the most priceless, the most precious thought of bodhicitta, which brings all, which fulfills all the wishes, all your wishes over all the happiness after enlightenment, and that you can fulfill with this thought of benefit others, the bodhicitta. You are able to fulfill the wishes for all sentient beings. You, the one person, able to fulfill the wishes of all sentient beings' happiness, freedom from all the suffering causes, oceans of suffering, which is you are able to liberate them, not only sentient beings, but nature in you, and bring them as a cause of all the happiness of enlightenment, liberation, enlightenment. So this bodhicitta, so. So that which makes your life most productive, beneficial now, and good future, life sunshine, good future, and by gradually proceeding my path, achieving enlightenment. So it's complete. And you have to complete the whole path. So, most beneficial to one, so most beneficial to all sentient beings. So this, as much as possible, to live life with this, it will to do with whatever activity you do, this thought. So this. Nagarjuna ascribed to a king, so, because the king is very busy, extremely busy life, so he can't, you know, do many hours of meditation or things like that. Meditation practices he can't do. So then, I think, king explained to Nagarjuna advice. So do these three things in there. Give advice to these three things. One is bodhicitta, to live life with the bodhicitta. The other one is rejoicing. You know, you practice rejoicing. So, your own three time merits of all the past groups, merits of sentient beings, you know, the bodhisattvas, the Buddhas, you see, yours, others, you know, all the past, rejoice. So, but that becomes an easiest way of collecting the many scars of marriage in each second, see, in such a time. So, some others, like Buddha, like Shakyamuni Buddha, put effort, collect merit for three countless creations, sacrifice his life for family, for his king, sacrifice his life, family, everything about it, you know, like that, sacrifice life for three countless creations, and the practice of morality, charity, patience, perseverance, or the three countless creations. Like that, or somebody is many lifetimes they put effort, like merit, and so now here, if you rejoice, Now, somebody built huge stupa or huge temples, you know, put a lot of effort, you know, many years of work, hard work. But here you rejoice, you know, all that merit, you are little ones higher than others, you get double merit. Within that second, within that minute, second, you get double merit than those people who many years effort worked so hard to build the temple, stupa, or or DJ practice, you see. So you can rejoice. Some people put effort for so many years, but you rejoice here. Within that minute, you collect the same amount of merit, or they live, I mean, more double, you see, if you're a little bit higher. So at least, you know, they're higher than half merit you get, how much they get. So much unbelievable what the quality they have. So that anyway, so rejoicing. So you have to practice rejoicing every day life. Unbelievable merit. So therefore everything becomes very easy. So all your wishes get fulfilled. That's the best business for success, you know. You just rejoice. Other people pray for you, rejoice. And then all success. So easy. So, that was dedication. So this is not about dedication. Yeah, dedicated marriage reaching one person, especially by saying that this. So this is not just advice. The king who is so busy, no time to until you do the practice. So, that's the way. So good night. Thank you very much. So,